Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Friday, February 23, 2024. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into our top stories for the day, all centered around significant industry updates aimed at reshaping Australia's financial landscape. First, we turn our spotlight to an insightful proposal initiated by the Super Members Council of Australia. In a drive to address the evolving nature of retirement in the country, the Council is urging for major amendments to the current superannuation system. Why? Well, it appears that Australians are increasingly dipping into their retirement savings earlier and also working into their late 70s. This has led to a marked dissonance between the current average of retirement savings and prospective estimations. The report recommends a host of measures to prompt government action. They range from financial advice reform, streamlined transitions to retirement plans, and better retirement income advice to a unique retirement valuation tool. Importantly, this innovation does not aim to force annuities onto members. Interestingly, though, less than half of those surveyed actually comprehend retirement financial products, even though they expressed a keen interest in personalized advice. Pivoting from superannuation, let's look at another hot topic of discussion lately, the noticeable spike in retail prices. In light of public concern over increasing living costs, the head of a prominent grocery chain has come forward to justify their pricing tactics. Speaking at an industry conference in Sydney, the executive pointed to surging supplier costs rather than corporate exploitation as the reason for retail price hikes. In defense of their business model based on high volume sales with a low profit margin, they have highlighted external influencers, such as agriculture, geopolitics, and transportation, that organically impact costs. Financial records reinforce the retailer's strategy, illuminating the convoluted dynamics of supermarket pricing during these changing market conditions. Swiftly moving to insurance, accountability comes to the fore in the wake of the 2022 floods. Notably, QBE and Hollard conceded to their inadequacy in identifying vulnerable clients during the disaster, indicating a need for stronger support mechanisms. QBE is now planning to enhance their identification capabilities by not only refining complaint handling, but also promoting staff training and collaboration with community aid organizations such as the Red Cross. Similarly, Hollard's CEO, Paul Fahey, admitted the company's previous growth strategies were potentially detrimental in a crisis situation, reflecting a shift in focus towards improving resilience and modifying overall operations. Echoing this call for reform, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority recently reported a 50% surge in complaints. The parliamentary inquiry resumes with more testimonies expected in the coming days. And finally, in our roundup today, the Australian Taxation Office, or the ATO, is tightening its grip on the misuse of self-managed superannuation funds. After unearthing that an alarming $635 million was inappropriately withdrawn over a span of 2 years, the ATO has taken this matter into its own hands. It's worth noting the second-in-command at the ATO, Deputy Commissioner Emma Rosenzweig, reported that new registrant risk reviews have prevented an additional potential loss of $295 million and also identified $200 million in prohibited loans per annum. The ATO's actions underscore a firm dedication towards safeguarding Australians' superannuation for retirement and anticipates increased scrutiny in the coming years to curb further violations of SMSF guidelines. That's it for today's Financial Services News Wrap. For more detailed insights on these stories and more, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch up on the latest financial news next time. Have a wonderful day.